The views and opinions expressed on this program are not those of the station, but of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning, Gulf Coast. It's about 10:05 here. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I am Jenna Barr, and it's time for your Chamber Connection. Good morning. We are joined by Todd Thompson, the president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, as well as our new friend over here. We have Ray Walker. You are the policy chair for the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Welcome.
Great. Good to be here.
Yes, I'm so excited to hear what you guys have for us this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Jenna. And welcome to the Chamber Connection. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, here, as Jenna said, with Ray Walker, our Policy Committee Chairman, and we'll hear from him shortly. We are here a week away from the beginning of the legislative session, and we are focusing a lot of our efforts this week on policy and legislation. We have our legislative luncheon this Wednesday at the Pensacola Yacht Club. It's a sold-out event, but if you're still interested in hearing about the Chamber's legislative priorities for the 2021 session, you can go online to PensacolaChamber.com, and you can still register, and we have a virtual option, so you can watch the program virtually. That's, again, at PensacolaChamber.com. We'll have our legislative delegation at the luncheon on Wednesday. We'll be hearing from them about the important business issues that the legislature will be tackling this year. Obviously, COVID at the top of the list, but there are other things that they will be looking at and addressing over the next couple of months. So I would like to thank Wind Creek Hospitality. They are our sponsor for the 2021 legislative luncheon, and appreciate their support. And again, if you want to register for the virtual option for the legislative luncheon, go to PensacolaChamber.com. Other big event that's coming up, which is also sold out, we are proud to announce, is the 61st Annual PACE Awards, which is Wednesday, March 3rd at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Like I said, it's sold out. We appreciate everyone going ahead and getting their tickets early. And again, our sponsor, our title sponsor for the PACE Awards is Titanium Wireless, and we appreciate their support. So hope you have your tickets. We look forward to seeing you. Pray for good weather next Wednesday, because it's going to be outdoors at the stadium, but we're very excited about having it there. It's new for us, and really looking forward to that. One of our signature events for the year, the PACE Awards, and looking forward to seeing everyone there. So as mentioned earlier, our guest today is a veteran of Tallahassee and some of the political wars over there. And so what better person to have talk to us about what's happening with the Chamber's Policy Committee, our legislative luncheon, and what we're looking forward to here in 2021. Ray Walker, chairman of the Chamber's Policy Committee, welcome to the Chamber Connection.
Well, it's good to be here. Thank you, Todd. And it's exciting time with the Chamber and everything that's going on. As you said, a little bit of Tallahassee. I spent 5 years with Representative Clay Ford back. That's why I've really got into the political side of things. It was in Tallahassee a lot. Then I moved on to AT&T, spent the last 8.5 years lobbying and representing them in the community and in Tallahassee, and just recently switched over to government affairs for the University of North Florida. So I have some experience with Tallahassee lobbying and so on, and I've been had the privilege now. This is my second year as the chair for the policy committee of the chamber, and just excited about where we're going and where we're headed, and being able to advocate for our businesses, for our community, both locally and in Tallahassee, and really trying to move the community forward and best represent the business interests and so on of the chamber. And it's great to be able to have that opportunity, and some exciting things we got going on as we come into the legislative luncheon this week and the direction that the policy committee is moving.
Yeah, so expand on that a little bit. The policy committee has been somewhat of a smaller committee for the last few years, but What's the focus and what are some of the plans moving forward as it expands?
So the official rollout for the new policy committee direction and so on is Wednesday at the legislative luncheon. But just give a sneak peek, a little tease, so to speak, as we move forward into this. The policy committee last year and then presented it to the chamber board was to kind of expand the policy committee to four subject areas. And we sent out a survey to the chamber membership and said, okay, what are four areas that we can focus on as a chamber and in the area of advocacy? What are four things we can really choose that need some attention? And how can we do that? And we got the survey back, and it's not too much to go into detail. Economic recovery, obviously, because of COVID and everything, and then, of course, the hurricane, that became a big issue. So that was one of the key ones. Healthcare, again, COVID and healthcare is a big part of our community. Quality of life was one, and then also workforce was another one. So those are four areas that came back. So we decided that we're going to divide up our policy committee into subcommittees and really get a group of people in our chamber, in the community, that have a passion for those issues to really delve in and bring those issues to a forefront and basically say, okay, as a chamber, as a community, as the overall policy committee, what can we do to better our community in those areas? We wanted something that were, one, very important issues that could need to be addressed in our community, and we felt like we got those. But we also wanted something that we can measure, that could be measurable. What are we actually, you know, can we do this? Can we make a difference? And how can we do that? So that's kind of where we're headed. As we'll roll out more details, we'll introduce the chairs of those subcommittees. We'll kind of give a little bit more background of it at the legislative luncheon. But that's kind of an overview where we're headed, because we want to make a difference, not just meet as a group and say, okay, well, we'll go talk to our legislators, but actually get into some issues that really need some attention and how can we make a difference?
Right. Because the way I look at it is we've somewhat been a reactive policy committee.
Yes.
Up to this point. This is really the first step in becoming proactive and, like you said, engaging those members, finding out what the important issues are, and putting out, you know, like you said, measurable goals and objectives that we can work on as a chamber and as a community to reach.
I think that's exactly right. It has been, well, what's coming up in Tallahassee, or what's coming up in city council, or what's coming up at county commission? Okay, they're bringing this up. How do we respond? Where do we need to do? What do we need to do to help to make sure that our interests as a chamber and as our business community, how do we make sure that our interests are being represented in those arenas? Instead, now, like you said, we're being proactive. We're looking for issues that maybe we can get on the forefront, and we can bring, whether it's legislation or initiatives, to the community and to those legislative bodies, both locally and on the state level, and say, hey, we see these needs in the community. How can we address those needs? We have some ideas. Or let's get together and let's come up with some ideas rather than just responding. Let's proactively get out there and say, okay, we need to address these in our community. How can we do it? And then reach out. We've got a lot of really smart people in this community.
Right.
And a lot of people that are members of our chamber that we found over the last couple of years as we've expanded this advocacy idea of one of the purposes of the chamber. There are a lot of people that are looking for a way where they can have an impact or they can get involved. Well, here it is. Here's a way for you to get involved. If one of these topics or issues and you're part of the chamber, if it's one of your passions, come with us. Come alongside. Give us your ideas. We want to tap in. We've got some great people in the community that'll have ideas. We want to be that conduit that allows us to be that advocate for the community and for our business.
Right. So it's open to any chamber member that wants to be a part of the policy committee. I know Sarah LaFevers is our staff person who is running point on that. Just reach out to Sarah and show your interest.
Yeah, actually, we've had some really great response already. So once we've set up the four committees and set up the chairs, they actually had their first subcommittee meeting this month on those issues, and we've had I think if you take the number that was in the overall policy committee over the last couple of years and you add in those who have signed up for to be part of the subcommittees, we've doubled the size already.
Wow. Yeah.
If my numbers are, if my information from Sarah, if I remember correctly, what she told me is we've actually almost doubled the size of involvement so far. That doesn't mean it's, the committees are full or we're done.
Right.
That just means we're on a great start.
Right.
So if anybody's interested in any of those four issues that they said, man, I'd love to just, I might not have the great idea right now, but I'd love to be part of the solution mm-hmm. or part of the process in helping the community. Reach out to the chamber, reach out to Sarah and say, hey, I want to join economic development. I want to join, or economic recovery, I should say. I want to join that subcommittee. I really want to be part of that as we move forward. One of the things, and that kind of gets to another point I want to make about these four subcommittees, our goal is that these subcommittees are temporary.
Right.
And that we scratch one off, and I'm going to use economic recovery as the best example. Economic recovery is something that hopefully we can get out of the hurricane recovery and out of COVID recovery in the next 2 years and say, okay, you know, our businesses are back on a stable footing. Things are going better. Unemployment's down and things are we're back, in good stead. Okay, do we really need to focus a subcommittee on economic recovery now?
Right.
Okay, no. Check mark next to that box. All right, chamber members, what's our next issue? Let's fill in that, but let's keep the four committees. What's the next one? Where do we go next? And all four of them would be the goal, is that we address an issue, come up with a solution, then say, okay, check that one off. We'll keep an eye on it as the policy committee, but that doesn't need to be one of our focuses. Let's find a different focus that we need to put our efforts in and maybe hopefully make the community better.
Right. Yeah, so keeping the pulse, keeping kind of the finger on the pulse of the community to know what's happening. Like you said, polling our members to find out what are the key issues. It's not a top-down initiative. It really is member-driven and community-driven to find out what needs to be done, what needs to be addressed. And sometimes it's not the biggest issue in the world. Sometimes it's a small thing that we can do to make a difference, make a change that'll have a large impact. Trying to tackle the big, hairy, audacious goal sometimes sounds great, but it's really more than a single effort. It's going to take long term. So, finding some issues that are here local that we can really look at and address, probably the smart way to go.
Yeah, and everybody wants. We all want to win. I'm super competitive, and we all want that. Goal that we can say we achieved that and we got to win in this. And I think that's one of the things with these subcommittees is there's the opportunity for small wins. We might not solve the overall problem in a month, in 2 months,
right.
in a year, whatever the case may be. But if we can make incremental improvements in that area, we can look back and say, heck, there's a win. Okay, there's a progress. We've changed the trajectory of this issue. It might take time before you solve it, and there might be issues that you never really fully come up with a solution. But if we can just make improvements, and I think that's one thing that we've talked about so many times on the board of the chamber and in our committee meetings and so on, is what value does the chamber bring to the community and to the business members that are part of the chamber. And I think this is what we're finding. This is one area we're bringing value. We're making a difference in the community, and we want you to be able to see that.
Right.
And I think because advocacy has become such a big part of what we do, we need to have some measurable goals so that our members see. Yep, I see. We're making a difference.
Right.
Whether it's me on that committee or just the fact that I'm a member supporting the chamber, we're making a difference in the community, and we can hang our hat on that and say, yes, I want to be part of an organization that's moving the community forward, that's making a difference, that's really taking on this advocacy, and said, hey, let's do good. Let's do good in the community, and let's represent our membership. Let's represent the community.
Right, absolutely. So if you're a member of the chamber and you want to be involved with the policy committee, please contact Sarah LaFevers. at the chamber. Our office number is 438-4081. You can contact her there. Just, you know, get plugged in. We want more people involved. We want more people engaged. That's how we're going to be the most effective. And if you're not going to be able to be at the legislative luncheon on Wednesday, be sure to try to check it out online so you'll get more information during Ray's presentation on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. And I'm already just real excited about where we've come so far. I remember last year when Todd, you and I and Sarah sat and had a cup of coffee and just kind of started moving this. Okay, where are we going?
Right.
What are we doing? Okay, how can we move forward? And we started floating these ideas. And we looked at other chambers. The biggest influence we had was a chamber up in Louisville,
right,
that we reached out to, and they actually did some Zoom calls with us and helped us because they've been doing this type thing for a while. And so we wanted to find who's been successful. And so we reach out and learn this. And I think just seeing the engagement, I was real happy to see the number of people who engaged in the very first subcommittee meetings, to see that number grow so quickly.
Right.
I was maybe the pessimist or the skeptical side of me was like, well, if we have a couple people, you know, each of them had about a half dozen people. So
right.
I was like, that's okay. That's a good start.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to grow it even bigger, but at least it's a start. And so, again, as Todd said, reach out to the chamber, reach out to Sarah. If one of these issues is a passion of yours, or you're saying, you know what, I really think I want to get involved with that. One, if you're not a chamber member, we can take care of that too.
That. Yeah.
If you want to get involved, we can help you with that.
Yeah.
But also, if you're a chamber member and you say, yeah, I want to get involved with these issues, just reach out and let's get involved. Let's do it. Let's make this community better and let's make the chamber the best it can be.
Yeah, absolutely. So segueing to legislative luncheon, I mentioned that we'll have our local delegation speaking to us, kind of giving their priorities for session. But you've been involved, you've been engaged with the legislature for a while, particularly here in Northwest Florida. And talk about, it's important that, you know, compared to other parts of the state, we have a small delegation, you know, we have to work on a regional basis. Talk about that a little bit and what that means for Northwest Florida.
Well, I used to, when I was an aide, we first started using the idea, there are 9 representatives in the panhandle if you count the 2 in Tallahassee.
Right.
Between here and Tallahassee, there's 9 representatives. In Miami-Dade County itself, there's 25, if I'm not mistaken, just in that one county.
Right.
So that gives you an idea how outnumbered we are, which means we've got to work together. And especially when we're coming into a session like this session where everything is, you know, revenues are down, so the budget's going to have to be cut, so we're going to have to trim. So where does it come from? Who loses money? And every member has to fight for their community. And then you need to work together so that you can have some semblance of a coalition to get support. And I think that's where it becomes a big issue. On the Senate side, we have 3 senators, including the senator in Tallahassee,
right,
between here and Tallahassee. And Miami-Dade has, 6 or 7,
right,
I think, something like that. So we're outnumbered. And we get forgotten up here in the panhandle. A lot of people in the rest of the state forget there's a part of Florida that's in the Central Time Zone.
Right.
I'll never forget when I was an aide, and I'll try to make this quick. Rep Ford was chair of Energy and Utilities, and somebody came in to give a presentation, and they had their presentation on PowerPoint, slapped up a map, and the map stopped at the Apalachicola River. And as it was stopped at the Apalachicola River, he did his presentation, thought he was doing a great job till he'd finished, and Rep Ford looked at him and goes, well, thank you very much, but next time you do a presentation, you might want to make the map include the part of the state where the chairman lives. And that was it. And so, but that highlights the fact that the western part of Florida, the panhandle, we get overlooked.
Right.
And we get forgotten. So it's so important that whether it's our members and our delegation that they're working together and form a coalition, we've got some great members and we've got some good people. And Senator Broxson's the Education Appropriations Chair this year. Great position. Jay Trumbull over in Panama City is the overall Appropriations Chair in the House.
Right.
A great position. So we've got some key people. But it also makes it, it reiterates the importance of our policy committee, that we are active in reaching out to the members in the legislature and say, hey, don't forget us over here in Pensacola. We're a big part of, we're an important part of the state. In my opinion, we're the best part of the state. I mean, we love this area.
Absolutely.
And so because of that, and because of those issues, don't forget about us. And that makes it even so much more important that we stay active and engaged in the legislative process.
Right. So real quick, about to wrap up, but any key issues that you're following for session this year?
Well, it's pretty much budget, budget, budget.
Yeah.
If you talk to anybody, and I'm obviously engaged on a daily basis with legislative and so on, and every time you talk, start a conversation, they're like, well, the budget's going to get cut.
Yeah.
So where does it come from? And that's where everybody's scrambling. I think we'll see on the policy side one of the lowest number of bills passed this year, because everything's so focused on COVID and the budget, there's not a whole lot of bandwidth from the legislature to really grasp too much anything else.
Right.
So I think that's where it's going to go this year.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. An interesting year, very different. But
to say the least, yeah, it's going to be an interesting year.
But as you said, we'll be engaged. We'll be following it. We'll be tracking those key issues that are, they're important to Northwest Florida and the business community. And it all really kicks off here in the next week. So the time is right.
Session starts next Tuesday,
right.
March 2nd. So yeah. It'll be going full force then.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Ray Walker, really appreciate your time today and educating us on the Chamber's Policy Committee and the Legislative Luncheon and the initiatives that we've got moving forward. Again, if you want to get engaged, contact Sarah Lefevers at our office. Our number is 438-4081, and get engaged. We've got a great community, and we want to hear from you. So like Ray said, if you're not a member of the Chamber, join up, and we'll get you plugged in. And you can reach Willa Licata at 438-4081 to get more membership information. A few more announcements here before we wrap up. The latest Greater Pensacola Toddcast is out with Pensacola International Airport Director Matt Coughlin. You can check that out on iTunes or Stitcher. And you can follow us on our social media platforms on Facebook. We're on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can follow us there to get the latest updates. And if you want to receive our emails, we have something going out almost every day through email. You can contact us at news@pensacolachamber.com. And again, you don't have to be a chamber member to get those emails. But we want to keep you updated on what's happening in the business community, what's happening with the chamber. So once again, that email address is news@pensacolachamber.com to be added to our email distribution list. So again, we've got our legislative luncheon is this Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. Like I said, it's sold out, but you can still get a virtual ticket if you go to pensacolachamber.com. And we're sold out for the PACE Awards. Sorry if you didn't get your tickets for that, but that's sold out as well. So two big events coming up, and we'll have more to announce in our next show, things that will be happening later on this year. But very excited about what's happening over the next few months. I think we're getting back to a good place, and people are staying safe, doing the right things. COVID numbers are going down, so really looking forward to the remainder of 2021 and having a great year here in Northwest Florida. So, again, thank you, Ray Walker.
Glad to be here.
For being on the show. Appreciate Ray. He's also the vice chair of the Chamber Board of Directors and will be our incoming board chairman coming in September. So,
no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure there.
So he's been engaged. He knows all, what's happening. So he's a good person to get to know if you don't know him. But again, thank you, News Radio 1620, 92.3 FM, for allowing us to do this program. And we are here for you, for the business community. We are going to keep you connected on the Chamber Connection.